Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Justin is off today, so here with me, it is Ladies' Day. Yes. Nina Parker and singer-songwriter Esther Dean is back. Hello.
Very sparkly show today.
You guys, I feel like I got left out of the memo.
Now I brought my ghetto earring.
I love it. And the boots, Nina, you're giving sparkles.
Girl, those shoes alone, you can lead the way. Yeah. Don't stop it. Those
Listen,
are fabulous.
I mean, look, I'm giving you garage sale on top. It's okay.
But don't worry. You already can do it. Somebody will buy these shoes at your garage sale.
Exactly. All right, we have so much to talk about today. Khloe Kardashian is getting real about her struggle with fame. Hmm. Will she ever get the privacy she wants? Plus, what would you do if your man said you had to propose to him? And we're hanging with Kevin Hart and Leanne Rimes. So let's get this going,
let's
you guys.
Let's do it.
Yes. All right. Grammy nominations were announced yesterday. A lot of stars are happy and some are very upset, okay? Yeah. Shout out to Jay-Z, who made history by becoming the most nominated artist in Grammys history with 83 nominations total. Jon Batiste leads this year with 11 nominations. Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, her, and Olivia Rodrigo all landed high on the list. And Selena Gomez finally got her first nomination. But let's talk about the stars who are lashing out, you guys. Miley Cyrus lashing out, dramatic. Miley Cyrus tweeted, in good company, while linking an article titled 30 Artists Who Have Not Won Grammys. Machine Gun Kelly was a bit more blunt, writing, WTF is wrong with the Grammys. Okay. Esther, since you are our music queen, writing all the songs.
Yes.
Buying those boots with that money. Tell me.
Let me tell you, with these boots, I got the money, but I never got a Grammy.
Okay, so how
Talk
important is our Grammys?
Well, I don't know how important it is because I got the boots. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Until they start paying me,
that's
I don't care.
That's your award. You got something shiny, you know?
You know what I'm saying? What it is like when people, I've never, like, I didn't get a Grammy for fireworks, S&M, what's my name, Mr.
You better drop a resume.
Doesn't stop. Keep going.
But
the thing is, I went on my side, fireworks got a Grammy, I didn't.
How does that work?
Because they said that I wasn't a producer. So songwriters be fighting just to get some sort of clout. So I haven't, when you're a songwriter, you don't get any credit or any money.
But the song doesn't even exist without you.
I know, it's my own spiritual retreat. But let me tell you something, these people work very, very hard for these albums. They spend a lot of their budget. Mm-hmm. They cry to their labels, asking them to care for them. And then they get there amongst their peers, and after they show what you did, it's like somebody not showing up to the wedding. Mm-hmm. It is. It's like you did all of this for your fans. Your fans loved it, and then nobody shows up to the wedding. And you have to sit there and act like they did. You have to clap. You're like, oh, that's so nice. You won. Yeah, bitch, you won. You know? So I believe that sometimes Grammy should just give them all one. You can't print up some more of them goddamn,
It's true. Enough. But also, I feel like award shows, obviously not everybody can get one just because you put music out there, but like when somebody like Machine Gun Kelly gets left out, is that shocking?
Well, I wrote Invincible for Machine Gun Kelly, and that thing is synced all over, but at the end, I have a song with Machine Gun Kelly called
Esther.
Invincible, but that's what happens. But let me tell you something, do he deserve one? Yes, but don't Doja. Don't Olivia, don't Lil Nas X. Some people gonna get left out.
Right. They can't give it to everybody.
I think it's also, I think now we're in 2021.
Yep.
And the things have been gradually changing. That's why other award shows, music award shows, have been added. Music award shows have been added for genres. That's why we've seen other networks do that.
Yep.
And I think as the time goes on, and it is, you know, listen, I'm not in music, but I do know what it feels like to be left out or to feel like you're not being seen and you feel like you're really working hard.
Yeah.
You're using your blood, sweat, and tears, and people don't see you.
Here are your flowers, girl. I love you.
Oh, thank you, sis. Give them to you, too. We all get our flowers. Yeah. But I do think, ultimately, like, you do it for yourself and for your fans, right? And so I think there are a lot of platinum albums that don't have Grammys, or a lot of our faves who don't have Grammys. It can't be the complete validation because it's also a business, and we know there's politics in everything.
So much.
And, you know, we don't know how much, but there's politics in everything.
It's so much politics, but it goes down in history.
Yeah.
And when you take 3 years, 4 years, 5 years to do an album, and then you're ready to present it, it does well, and then history does not see you for it, and then they kind of knock you like, well, you never got a Grammy.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How, if you win a Grammy, it does help your career.
No.
It does not.
I don't think it helps.
Doesn't matter. If you're not, but not a songwriter, if you're an artist and you have a Grammy versus not having a Grammy, do you think it helps propel you forward?
No, it helps your ego.
That's right. I feel you it's all. I feel like Machine Gun Kelly right now is upset because his ego is bruised.
Right.
He's one of the biggest artists
for so long.
Right.
He is a big artist.
He is.
Like, and the thing is, where is his market though? Because I feel like he's rap with rock.
Right.
I don't think they got his category.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's so many categories in the Grammys, but not the real ones, the ones that people like, no, this is
gonna they're not niche.
Yeah, they're not niche, so you kind of fall within.
And it's still old school, you know? I feel like it's still, they're still trying to categorize things that maybe don't need to be categorized.
Machine Gun Kelly go in with Doja Cat? Like, I think it's a, I understand the overall, but where's his niche area?
Right.
They need to maybe redo some of these categories.
Yeah, they call me Grammys.
Yeah.
They have called me. I was just like, I can't be doing that bored of come to work and don't get paid thing.
No.
Like,
well, I don't.
Do they want you to vote?
They want you to vote and pay fees. I'm like, girl.
Pay fees and vote?
And the stack of the book is this much. I said, you have to be a dedicated committee person to go through all those check boxes.
No, no. Oh, they gave us a booklet.
Wait, give me an app, bitch.
No. Keep your Grammy. It's all good. All right. What would you guys do if you want to get engaged, but your man will not propose? So listen to what Bachelor alum Dean Unglert suggested to his girlfriend Kaylin on his Help, I Suck at Dating podcast.
I made it pretty clear to her. I was like, you know, if you really want to get married, you should be the one proposing to me. One of the negatives about going to all these weddings is it gets your girlfriend in a mood to get married.
Oh.
Give us 12 months, 12, 13 months, and we'll have something something a little more formal on the books.
Oh, give me a break.
In the mood to get married.
That's one of the things when you go with a girl to a wedding, she wants to get married. Or maybe she decides she doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah, by the way. So, I mean, if you were with somebody, you wanted to get married and you wanted to be engaged and you love this person, would you ask or would you say you have to propose?
I'm not asking. I'm not proposing to a man. I'm personally not.
I'm not either.
I'm not mad at anybody who does.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my mission. Mm-hmm. That is not my ministry.
I start a business with him. I'd be like, let's start an LLC. Let's see where this is going.
Yeah.
And if we do good in business, we probably can do good in bed. But if we can't do good
That's
in business,
point.
We can't do good in
but
bed.
But are you proposing, though?
Would you ask if you love someone?
No, I hint that I want to do business, and I look at his qualities, and I see where I can make money off of him, and then I go into business with him.
And
then
if it don't work. The boot.
That, by the way, well said, Nina. I mean, gosh, these men. All right, Dean has also called Kaylin suffocating.
What?
Suffocating.
And he's admitted he hates to say I love you.
Oh, my God.
On
you
public?
Want a girlfriend. You want a buddy.
Not you want a buddy. Or, and by the way, why is this, like, beautiful, sweet girl even, like...
No, baby. Aww. She needs to go.
She needs
you
to go.
So he doesn't like to say I love you.
No.
And he says that she's suffocating. Why is she there?
But then is this one of those, like, rejection breeds obsession type situations where he just keeps pushing, and she's like, I'm going to change you.
This doesn't sound fulfilling to me.
Happy.
It doesn't sound nice.
It doesn't sound nice.
I mean, I don't know the details of all of their relationship, but what I'm hearing, and, you know, sometimes things are clickbait, but to say that she's suffocating, I feel like that's very triggering.
Very.
You know, for somebody to say your partner is suffocating.
Because it's in public.
Yeah.
You're like, that's the same way if you're with your lover and they push you away or they stand away
they
from you.
They drop your hands.
You drop a hand.
I think it's one of those things. I agree with you. It's just not nice. And I feel like you're a beautiful young woman. Don't deal with him. Leave him.
Life is too short to be spend it in relationships where you have to beg somebody to treat you right.
100%.
And if you have a problem saying, I love you, there are deeper issues. Get help.
Yeah. I wonder, is this just what he said on that one podcast and that's just what they...
But if your man says that about you...
I wonder, is he like, you know how guys talk around guys?
Then talk about it just to your guys, to your point. You can't put that out because she's like, my boyfriend called me suffocating, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Khloe Kardashian is opening up about the struggle to get back to private life, but they're doing okay. Now that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is over, she tells Cosmo UK out tomorrow, there are definitely times that I'm like, I don't give an ass about anything. Then I have times where I struggle and I can't drown out the noise. There are definitely times when we're just like, get these cameras out of our faces. Okay. Is it possible for someone like Khloe, obviously she's been on television for 10 plus years now, to get her privacy back?
I wonder, do she feel like this right before her period?
Because
I think that's what it is. Because she takes these gorgeous pictures.
They are gorgeous.
She gets on every cover. You can't not want this attention because you are...
It's a double-edged sword, I feel like, right? I
think, it's just on her period. She's like, girl, get these cameras out of my face.
Or, you know, this is the thing. Aside from that, it's just like we're entitled to have moods. We're entitled to, like, I'm not in the mood for that today. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of things I was in the mood for today.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, but Monday, I'm going to feel a different way.
What you're not in the mood for?
Well,
I was hungry the whole time. I've been hungry. I'm hungry right now. I mean, I'm hungry now.
By the way, if you this job every day, all you do is think about food.
You're making the buzzer presser. You making them work all the time. All the day time. Since they fine. Gave back their life. But I feel like, you know, it's hard for people to give compassion to Khloe or Kim because we know in the beginning that it was an operation, you know, to be seen, to go to the places.
Right.
And now they have it, and, you know, people don't like to hear them complain. But people are allowed to adjust what they want.
People are allowed to adjust what they want and evolve. And I think what you said is completely accurate about people are entitled to have mood.
Yeah, and I love her mood board, okay? Because Khloe got the looks, and she got the hair, she got the makeup.
Her hair
and
looks
I
great.
Thank you, Khloe, for whatever mood you in, because, honey, you giving looks.
Yeah,
she is.
She's giving looks, but I understand needing beyond that, needing a rest, and also running a business. Her business is doing really well, and that's a lot of stress.
And being a mom and having to co-parent or being in whatever's going on with her interests. And I feel like, listen, I adore Khloe. I think she's one of the realest girls that we have, and I feel like she's a human, and, like, she's able to be like, I love this and I'm so grateful, but I also have days where I don't feel so good and this becomes overwhelming and a lot and I wish I could just hide.
And she's authentic. She always tells you the truth.
Yes, always.
She always, and that's her truth
now. But I will say, I understand the criticism from people who are like, give me a break.
Totally.
Because there are people who are struggling who are, you know, her life is very good.
Yeah.
So people don't want to hear you complain, and I get that. Sometimes I think the complaints you need to keep to yourself when you are in a certain status. When you're in a certain tax bracket, people don't want to hear you complain, and that's that.
It is true. It is true. And I feel like that's hard for somebody like Khloe, because she's like, but I'm a human too. But it's like most people, the struggles are so vast.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, all right, you guys, don't move, because coming up, Nicki Minaj puts the Potomac Housewives on the spot, and it gets ugly. Plus, Kevin Hart is pissed what he just told us about his sweet revenge on Nick Cannon.
I love Nicki's hair, girl.
It's the best hair she's...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nicki Minaj is stirring up all kinds of drama on Bravo's Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. On Sunday's new episode, she's putting the ladies on the spot about how they really feel about Candace's music.
Ooh. Oh, no.
On a scale from 1 to 10, before that video came out, how successful did you think the song was going to be? 10 being the most successful and 1 being Fliznop. Mia?
-2.
Karen.
From a place of hateration.
Yes. Place of honesty, sorry.
Place of hateration.
I thought it was a 9.
I never listened.
It was a 9. It was
so you didn't listen.
I still haven't.
What was you playing when you was at the video shoot?
It was in the background.
But 10 meaning what?
10 meaning selling, going platinum, right?
Oh, okay.
How successful did you think the song was going to be?
I really always thought it would at least be a 5 then.
Okay.
In that respect, a 5.
Okay, good.
The song has over 500,000 streams.
Billboard. Number 24 on iTunes, on R&B Billboard, number 4 on iTunes.
Okay. And how long has it been out?
2 months.
Is that good in music world?
Well, if you're Nicki Minaj, it's not good. But if you're Candace, I think those are great numbers.
Great
Esther, right?
Those are great numbers.
Those are great numbers.
For Candace, I do think so. Nicki is looking at it with a different perspective.
She knows a whole different perspective.
She's used to ones across
the board.
We just
went Diamond Super Bass, girl. You can't go asking people.
Yeah, her, it's relative.
And people write hooks and stuff for people, like Esther. Write hooks for folks. And when you first start off in life, you don't get the top tier people.
That's true.
But it takes a lot to put music out. I'm scared to put music out because the criticism is art. So it's so hard. But that girl put that thing out and she knows her numbers. She knows she's on the R&B charts. And I'll go write a song for her.
You would?
I'll write a song for her.
You know, Candace,
I like the underdog, honey, baby. We all the underdogs.
You like Candace.
If you're going to use Candace, then I need you to put you in with my husband first. If we're doing that, that's what needs to happen.
We do deals here on Daily Pop. Okay?
Nina's going to broker right
single,
now.
But I'll make one.
Yes,
but
Nicki Minaj has a diamond perspective.
Yes.
Is diamond better than platinum?
Yes.
I don't know why.
Diamond is the
stupid.
Best.
Diamond, why would I ask that question?
Diamond
what's
is
in your
very...
ring?
Yeah, that was so dumb. Don't edit that out.
No, not edit that.
Diamond is like, you know, very
diamonds
rare. Most people rarely get diamond. No. So Nicki, I understand, has a different perspective of what is a top chart because she's used to charting internationally as well as domestically. But I will say, like, you know, she's tough on Candace.
Yes.
But I will say, people felt like they went through a lot with Candace this season.
That's what we've
said. So there are a lot of people who are getting satisfaction as seeing Nicki
kind of... Oh, I don't watch the show. Is she not nice?
It depends. Again, we talk about
she's so
things
cute.
Being relative.
Right.
There are a lot of people who have the perspective that she is not nice.
Aww.
She's definitely had some conflicts on the season this year.
Is she a rapper or a singer?
Singer.
Can she sing?
She can sing.
She can sing.
She
sing
like? She can sing. Oh, I don't know who she sounds
like. You know, we're going to take this offline, Esther.
But I will say, she did guest host a few weeks ago, and she was lovely.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Lovely. Yeah. I had a nice time with her.
Yeah, listen, so. I think it's very hard to judge somebody how they behave on a reality show.
Of course.
Because I always say, I don't love this person on their show, but I have met a lot of people off their show and they're completely different than how they are on camera. So just remember that when you watch.
Like, 100%.
Imagine sitting at the table with a lot of people you don't like and somebody saying, we're gonna film this. Oh. Your personality is gonna be very different than it would be with your girlfriends, with your loved ones.
Totally.
It's an energy shift.
It's an energy shift and it's high intense and you're getting a check from it.
Exactly.
So just, you know.
And you have pressure to be that person too because the producers are in your ear saying you have to deliver, you have to deliver.
Oh,
so
no.
You have to watch it.
We gotta give people grace.
Some grace.
But I do like how Nicki came with the real. Like, she came through asking them questions that they didn't want to get asked.
We literally spoke about this 2 days. Yeah.
I love her
she
as
did
a host.
She did incredible. She really took it seriously.
And I'm hard on celebrity hosts because I often feel like...
They don't do the
you
work.
You know, this is it really is a craft. But she did an amazing job for the reunion.
Yes, so she did.
I really thought that she did fantastic. And she brought comedy, like but she asked the real questions.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, she did a really good for you, Nicki.
I get hard when people's art get judged like that. That's the Grammys again.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody put out their heart and then all of a sudden everybody get to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right. Right.
You know, that's a tough thing.
I can't even imagine.
All of us. I mean, wear a tank top on Instagram. Somebody gonna say something.
Except, by the way,
they do.
You know what I mean? Like, we in a very judgy world right now.
Everyone judgy,
but nudgy.
It's, by the way, and the people that are judging, you're like, really? Anyway, that's what Chloe was talking about.
Yes.
Some days are good, some days are bad. All right, Kevin Hart does not stop you guys. He always has a million projects in the works. But right now, he's using his time to promote his new series, another series, True Story, and he's plotting his revenge against Nick Cannon.
Oh.
Here's what he admitted to Francesca.
Real funny, Nick. Oh, Nick Cannon strikes again.
Kevin, how are you getting back at Nick Cannon?
Oh, my God, he's got a good one coming. If I told you, then that would do it no justice. Trust me when I tell you, he's got one coming. That plane mess pissed me off. He's got one coming. He's got one coming for sure.
Sometimes people get fed up with that. The next move better be a smart one.
This is essentially your dramatic series debut. We've seen you in The Upside, and now I just feel like you're pivoting.
I don't want people to think that there's like this crazy new direction, like Kevin's gone dark, he's not coming back. You know, I think the pivot is more just about saying I got this too. You know, I got a bag, and inside this bag it's a lot of stuff. And, you know, I haven't pulled everything out of my bag. And the reason why is just because the opportunity never presented myself.
This is a toast to my little brother. Always got my back.
You working with Kevin, you know, co-starring with Kevin and also him being your boss, what was that like?
It's all good. I mean, I'm glad that he's producing. I'm glad they're creating more opportunities for the culture and the people to work and to tell stories that are often not told.
How much of this character was based on yourself?
We did it right. To make me believable, we used a piece of me. And then at that, we were able to fabricate the rest and go into a character. But the piece of me that we used was just the springboard, the fabrication that was needed.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
And I didn't mean to let you down. Sorry about that.
Blade helped launch this superhero craze, and now we see Mahershala Ali. He's taking on that role. What advice would you give to him? What did you think when you heard that he was the new chosen one?
Action movies are challenging. You have to be an elite athlete or an elite athlete level to do and pull off action films well. So be in shape, buddy.
Would you ever consider making a cameo much like Linda Carter did in Wonder Woman?
If they invite me, sure. I don't want to do some bull. I mean, I wouldn't want to be Blade sitting at the bar or at the urinal in the stall. I don't want to do that. I got to do something where I can still move. I mean, the worst thing is the people say, well, why'd you bring him in there if you don't let him do what he does?
I know. Ooh, that's right.
Yes, you guys, you can watch True Story now on Netflix. And up next, we're
Can't wait.
It's going to be good. We're hanging with Leanne Rimes, what she's telling us about family, music, and her brand new show. You don't want to miss it.
I can't wait.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's the ultimate handmade competition.
Say hello to your inspiration judge, Leanne Rimes. Woo!
It's stunning.
Everyone's pumped!
From one artist to another, I can feel your heart in it, and I appreciate that. Get ready to get crafty.
She's sold more than 40 million albums, and now Leanne Rimes is adding judge to her resume on the new competition show, Meet Your Maker Showdown. Hello!
Hi, how are you?
I mean, we're jealous of your Christmas tree that is beautiful and decorated behind you.
I'm all about the holidays, and it goes up early.
Yeah, you did a good job. Okay, so tell us about this new show.
Yes, it's called Meet Your Maker Showdown. It is on Discovery Plus starting November 27th. Okay. And I had the best time. I would never thought in a million years that I would call myself a crafty person. I love crafts. I got to work with the beautiful Chrissy Metz and Mark Montano. He's like the craft guru. And it is a competition show and it gets heated. And there are so many fantastic artists. We explore things from soap making to candle making to polymer clay to paper art. Like, so many fun things, and I think the crafting world has just blown up since, you know, everybody's been at home in the last couple of years. Everybody's taken up crafts, so it's a super fun show. I had a blast doing it.
So what do you think some of the most over-the-top things that we're going to see? Because I tried to make my own craft room. I bought the fabrics. Yeah. I bought the threads, and I never used it. What are these people doing that is like, oh, my God, it's going to make me get that craft room back?
Oh my God, well, it's true art. I mean, these are real artists, and that was what was so amazing about being the inspiration judge. I get to go like get in their heads a little bit and discover like what inspires them and, you know, what moves them as an artist. I really appreciate that. I love hearing the stories behind the art and the artist. And so that's all a part of the show. And, you know, with it being like real art, like it's insane. I learned so much from watching these artists, like, to create the landscapes and things that they create on a bar of soap, it's mind-blowing. Yeah, you'll be like, oh, I can do that. And then you'll start to try to do it. And you're like, never mind.
All right, so we need to transition for a quick sec. We spoke about this in the beginning of the show. We are peeking in your background. We're being nosy. We see there are a lot of Grammys behind you, girl. Like a lot, like in a row. How do you feel? Do you feel like winning Grammys has helped your career, or do you feel like it's really made no difference and you're just grateful to have them?
Oh my gosh. I think yes, it does. And then I think that they're also like, you know, a beautiful trophy that sits back there, you right. know? So it's, I don't know. I love the award shows. I think they're fun. They can all be incredibly interesting. You know, I mean, I think it's a lovely thing to always be honored by your peers. Mm-hmm. It's always a good night and a good time, but you know, it's not the end all. I think, you know, our art and creating our art is the most important thing, and what we experience from our creations and how we grow is more important than anything.
You know what? I want to know about your holidays. Mm. I want to know about your holidays. Like, when you're an artist and creative like that, the holidays mm-hmm. feel like a beautiful break because you finally get to see your family. Mm-hmm. You finally get to decorate that tree. You finally get to take a break and read that book. What is the things that you do on the holidays that's not a traditional holiday break?
Oh my gosh. Well, you're right. Usually I'm on a holiday tour. In fact, we have a tiny one this year. We're only doing 4 shows. One of them is in Dallas, so I actually get to go see my family that lives there. But yeah, I'm usually on the road, and when I get home, I'm in my sweats. I don't leave my sweats. Like, I don't cook. Like, I enjoy being at home, and I'm such a holiday lover. Like, it just brings out the kid in me, yeah. and, you know, being responsible all year long, I feel like it's the one time that I just get to be a kid and enjoy my family.
Enjoy yourself. Yeah. All right, we saw that you and your husband, Eddie, just posted this adorable dance fail video on TikTok. How are you guys going to redeem yourself?
Adults should not be allowed on TikTok.
Yes. I mean,
wrong, but we had a good time. That was before a show of mine in Austin in the hotel room.
I love this video. Oh my God.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more to come, not to worry. The adults still have the TikTok open, and we'll be doing something.
Something else. Drunk on the holidays.
So when the music comes, when the new music comes, will you be adding choreography to your show? Oh. Like extra, extra?
I don't know. Maybe I have to break it down.
Yes.
Like, right in the middle.
Do it.
I think so. Yes. I think so. Oh my God. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us. We loved having you.
Thank you. Yes. Nice to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy
to
holidays.
You guys, Meet Your Makers Showdown premieres Saturday on Discovery Plus. Make sure you check that out. And after the break, want to get that celebrity glow? We're getting all the details on Hollywood's latest skincare craze. Plus, Carrie Underwood tells us how her kids keep the holiday magic alive. That's next. Welcome back to Daily Pop, you guys. All right, Carrie Underwood and Lady A are getting into the holiday spirit. They're gearing up for CMA's Country's Christmas and sharing what this time of year means to them.
Mary, did you know? There's a lot of things about the holiday season that bring joy, but right now my children, watching them experience some of these things for the first time is really special. Getting to play in the snow, getting to build a snowman, you know, Santa, just kind of getting to watch them feel the magic about Christmas. Is something that's really special. We all grow up, and sometimes the holidays can be stressful, but when you look at it through their eyes, it's just beautiful.
I'm seeing Christmas through your eyes.
I think if I could go Christmas caroling with any artist, I would say Kelly Clarkson. I feel like she would be a really fun artist to carol with.
Yeah.
For probably the adult beverages and the songs.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I think if I was doing Christmas caroling, we would do an a cappella with Pentatonix.
Can Imagine my daughter that. Come? Because she
No,
would
no, no. Just me and Pentatonix.
Okay. Oh, the Pentatonix.
CMA Country Christmas, co-hosted by Gabby Barrett and Carly Pierce, airs November 29th on ABC. Make sure you check that out. Now, you guys, we have a first look at the Annie live cast in costume. Whoa. Huge deal. Only we can show this to you. Take a look at Taraji P. Henson as Miss Hannigan, Harry Connick Jr. as Daddy Warbucks, and of course, newcomer Selena Smith as Annie.
Wow.
Selena's a pretty name. Oh. It's spelled that way. That's why. Anyway, you guys, you can watch Annie live December 2nd on NBC. I can't wait
either.
Amazing. Yes, and I love Miss I love Miss Cardigan, Hannigan.
Hannigan,
Ms.
Cardigan, Hannigan, because you're in a cardigan.
I'm in a cardigan. I love Taraji being playing Miss Hannigan.
Yes, I can't wait. Taraji has said that she's been studying this for a long time.
Yes.
It is my favorite musical of all time.
Of all time.
I could watch Annie every single day. We're having alerts go off. Y'all just mind your business.
Mind your business.
Is this my phone or is this
your business?
That was
it's
everybody.
An alert going on
all
in
right.
the area.
My favorite one is Little Shop of Horror.
Is it?
Yes, and you got Pam and Gina on it. Girl, somebody is lost.
It's live TV, phones go off, you guys, but we cannot wait to watch Annie live. Taraji looks amazing. Yes. This cast, I will say, very well done.
Yes.
Nina's phone doesn't go off, of course.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
Well, I have settings. But
you do.
I have settings. Get into your settings, girl.
Gary, this is your phone. All right. You guys, check that out. When stars like Khloe Kardashian, Jessica Alba, and Lea Michele need their skin pampered, they turn to Nurse Jamie, myself included, when I was able to. Today, she's spilling her secrets and showing us all how to get that special glow.
Ooh. Hey, Daily Pop, it's Nurse Jamie. I'm going to show you the latest Hollywood skincare craze. It's called the Potenza, and it's the best way to get your glow on in minutes. This is going to cause the new soft tissue collagen to form. It's just going to be smoother without adding any volume. So this is going to be a total rejuvenation here. All right, so we are starting the process by applying some topical numbing cream. It's way less painful than traditional microneedling and radio frequency treatments that are out there. So this is like definitely the future. This technology is brand new and it's super exciting, and it has less downtime and it's way less expensive than current systems that are out on the market. You're looking at a starting price point around $1,200, so very reasonable for what you're getting. Pore size, fine lines, medium lines, even deep lines you can treat with radio frequency and microneedling. So instead of doing filler or Botox in some of these areas, the great thing about this treatment, this is gonna be a permanent improvement. It's so quick, it's like 25 to 45 minutes. Your full result is gonna be about 12 weeks approximately after the first treatment. Most people come back for a second and third time because we typically do these in a series of three. But you're gonna see a visible improvement even after the first one. I would do this like before red carpet for sure, but give yourself like 3-4 weeks. And that's it.
For more on Nurse Jamie's new wellness center, check out wellclinicrx.com. Mm-hmm. And up next, romance, drama, and that wild hot dog party. Paige DeSorbo is telling us all the steamy winter house secrets and why the finale will be next level crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Why is it always like the guy making the decision? Like,
right.
Oh, Andre can walk in the room and get any girl he wants. Cool.
So can
you. So can I.
Yeah, I know that's
Talk
right.
About
Correct.
It.
It may be cold outside, but things are hot in the winter house. Tonight's the season finale of the Bravo spinoff, which follows cast members from Summer House and Southern Charm on a 2-week vacation in Vermont. Here to fill us in on all the icy details is star Paige DeSorbo. Hello!
Hey!
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. I have to tell you guys, I am such a big fan of both of you.
Oh my God, thank you so much. We love that.
I watch Nightly Pop every night.
We love that. We love that. It's been a good week for us. All right, what did you think when Bravo brought the idea of Winter House to you? Were you like, no way, or sign me up?
Sign me up. I was ready for winter looks. I'm used to summer fashion.
Same.
So I was like, I have all the winter coats.
Yes.
I love it.
I love a winter look. Winter fashion is where I shine. I agree with you.
Look at you are literally shining today.
So there's a lot of things that happen though. Because it is the winter, they put you guys in these hot tubs. Mm. Things get very steamy. Does your family watch the show? Like, how do you deal with their reactions when you have these hot scenes?
My family does watch the show. I told my dad, hey, maybe don't watch the last 30 seconds of a few episodes, but they absolutely love it.
Oh, okay. I love a supportive family that like watches and dad, just check out of the hot scenes. All right. Okay, so now you're with Craig from Southern Charm, obviously. Are you guys spending Thanksgiving together or separately?
So we just spent Thanksgiving in Delaware with his family, and he is actually on a plane right now to come to tropical Albany, New York to spend it with my family.
Oh, okay. So
this
we're
is
doing
a big deal.
This is
a,
okay. Is this like, yes. Are we heading towards maybe like a potential engagement?
Working.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, family. If you're spending Thanksgiving together, like, and flying.
But yes, give us the exclusive.
Give us the exclusive. Is that what you would like to happen at some point?
I mean, we've only been dating for a couple of months, but if I can trick him into a diamond ring, I'm gonna do it.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
Morgan School of Thought.
Trust
okay.
me. We'll talk after the show. I'll tell you how to do it.
No, I'm looking forward to this. We are gonna be looking for all of the beautiful holiday pictures,
mm-hmm. yes.
you know, with you guys. So we're excited to see you guys move on. Now,
thank
we
you.
Know that Bravo is doing all of these vacations with the housewives. If you could go on vacation with any of the housewives, which ladies would you want to
oh,
be there with
my
you?
Oh my God.
Okay. Easy one, Cynthia Bailey.
Okay.
Honestly, I think bring back Phaedra Parks.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh, twist.
And I love Heather Dubrow from OC.
Okay.
I would want her there. And I would need someone from New Jersey. I would take Melissa or Teresa.
Okay.
Is there somebody you would not want to be?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, someone you would not want on the trip.
Oh my God. I don't want any of them to come for me in my DMs, but honestly, Kelly Dodds scares me so much.
Yeah.
She scares a lot of people.
I don't want her ever to be mad at me.
Yeah, she's definitely that. All right, so what else? Give us something else. What else are we going to see on the finale?
It's a lot of goodbyes and how relationships end or keep going on. So you'll see how we all kind of end our trip.
Okay, that's nice. All right. Paige, thank you so
yes.
much. Keep watching Nightly Pop.
Thank
I'm gonna add
you
that there. You guys,
oh, absolutely.
We love you. All right, and the Winter House season finale airs tonight on Bravo. And coming up, Savannah and Hoda have quite a few surprises for us this Thanksgiving. They're telling us all about it after the break. If you've ever wondered what's going on in the DMs of some of your favorite stars, you guys are in luck. TikToker Remy Bader told us which celeb she's been hitting up as a part of E's new YouTube series, Down Ooh. In the DMs. Ooh. Take a look.
I cannot lie about this, that I've probably DM'd Jonah Hill like 100 times. He also posted once that you can enter to grab lunch with him, and I just responded, I'd enter, but I should naturally be chosen. I said on June 22nd, Jonah, it's time for you to notice me. Like, recently, I decided it was time, that it was enough.
You guys, the first episode of Down in the DMs is out now, and make sure to follow E! News and Bravo on Instagram to catch Remy's Black Friday live stream. Esther, tell us about who you discovered.
Yeah, TikTok.
On TikTok, please.
A wealth of information.
What else do you not do?
Oh, Jesus. My God. No, I discovered this beautiful little girl named It's T. Marie. She's like at 12 million followers now. Mm. When I first met her, like she had 500,000 followers, and I was just like, can she sing? And her dad is a radio guy, and I said, can she sing? And I said, well, let me work with somebody over the pandemic, because my heart was just like so heavy. I wanted to just pour out on somebody. Mm-hmm. And then her name is T. Marie. She's so good, and she could sing my songs. It's hard to sing my songs, because my songs is not about singing, it's about personality. And she has so much personality. So, you know, I love the new TikTok movement. I think we should support these kids, because they're really taking a time that the world is going through and entertaining us.
Yeah.
Right.
They're doing the right thing.
What makes an artist for you? Like, what is it about somebody that you're like, this person has
That's
it?
Your eye.
You know what? This is T. Marie. Her name is Trinity. So what she did is she listened. And I was like, can you take a photo shoot? She took a photo shoot. Can you do a video? She did a video. I said, can you sing these hard songs? No lyrics, no rehearsal. She went in the studio, 5 songs came out. And I said, wait a minute, you like to work.
You might have a new show, Making the Band, with Esther.
You know what? Because I really do believe in the ones that people can't see. I just know it because they didn't see me, but I would like screamed and beat on the door.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi. Hi, assholes. So then I go around to see who else is beating up on the screen. And,
right.
And Trinity is just a breath of fresh air when it comes to young kids.
Well, that show was about sliding the DM, so people going to be sliding
in
the DM
right
now.
If you ain't my husband, don't slide in my DM. And I'm only looking for D's in the DM.
She answers the DMs. I DM you all the time.
I did. You didn't know me.
Oh
my God. You guys, Thanksgiving always means turkey, as you know. Family and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I know, Nina, you're very excited about it. The Today Show hosts Savannah Hoda and Al are hosting, and they told us what makes this year extra special.
I like this guy who comes every year, Santa.
Oh, yeah. He's a good, he's an up-and-comer.
Oh, he really is. Yeah.
And so by the way, showstopper. The music is crazy. We got Carrie Underwood.
Are you performing
Jimmy
as Carrie Underwood?
Not on your life,
Nikki
Jimmy
Guyton. Nikki Guyton. Yes. Nelly's going to be there. Foreigner. Yeah. Something for everybody. Ooh, yes. We have a couple of first-timers.
There's a few new balloons.
Yeah.
The Child, Grogu. Yeah. You're not a Mandalorian fan, but we are.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
I cannot.
You'll point him out when he goes
You won't be able to miss him.
Ada Twist.
He's a giant Yoda looking. Ada Twist,
the scientist, and also remember the puppeteer Tiptoe the pony.
Tiptoe, first ever balloon puppet.
That's right, gonna little
be
reindeer.
Really cool,
So sweet. The 95th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow on NBC and Peacock.
Can't wait.
You guys?
Yes.
What are both of you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for that I'm right here. I can't even believe that this is, like, really happening.
Oh.
Coming from a songwriter in the middle of the studio to movies and stuff. It's just like, I mean, I'm living the American dream right now, and I love this.
Yes, well, we have loved having you.
I wear a Gucci, bitch.
She's doing like a Gucci Bottega collab.
Gucci
Bottega. Esther is my fashion dream, okay? Yes.
Morgan screams for her.
I can't even, she shows up every day. I'm like, what is happening? We are thankful for Amber Alert.
You know what? It's Thanksgiving and people, you know,
are on
there.
There's
a lot of stuff going on right now. It's chaos before the holidays.
It is. What are you thankful for, Nina?
I thought I made it in the studio this morning.
Yes. Tell everybody what you did.
It was almost, you guys, you know, it's an earlier wake up for Daily Pop.
Yes.
I set my alarm for PM. And my guardian angel was like, hey, girl.
You gotta see Esther today.
So I was running, and then halfway here, I realized I left my phone.
Oh my God.
I had to turn back around.
No turn around.
Yes. And I am thankful for my glam team who got me ready in 30 minutes. 30
minutes.
Ashley, Drea, Eileen, y'all did that.
Yes.
Listen, the glam team comes through when things are rough, and I come in rough every morning.
Oh, real for
We gotta get you to the Popeye's turkey. You have to get the Popeye's turkey.
Shout out to anybody who's looking for a turkey. If you
Popeye's,
in the store
apparently
doesn't work for you, Popeye's has seasoned turkeys.
And apparently they're amazing.
Amazing. You got to cook it yourself.
You got to cook it yourself.
It's seasoned already.
But if you get an air fryer, girl, don't even play games. If you put that thing in an air fryer.
They're not paying us for this, so they're trying to move us along.
No, they are.
But I'm just trying to hook
y'all kitchens up. Shout out to grannies. Get your pig feet. I got you, granny.
Oh, my God. I guess I'm going to just say this. I'm thankful for my babies.
Yes. Kicking up a storm this morning.
Killing me. God. And my family.
Yes.
So sweet. That was likable,
and
right?
Thanksgiving tomorrow.
And Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Shout out to Hester Dean, girl. I can't say without my mom. I'm thankful that she came down to see me, girl.
So sweet.
Oh,
she's so
love cute. It.
It feels like a good holiday season.
It is.
All right, you guys, coming up, what it's really like working with Beyonce, ooh, Kelly Clarkson, and Katy Perry. Insane, girl.
I know that.
Esther knows, and we're putting her to the test.
No,
that's next.
Superstar.
Are you putting me?
Today is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day, and so Esther has written so many hit songs for artists like Beyonce and Katy Perry, so we're going to test our knowledge of her songs. Are you ready to play Hit for Hit?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Okay, so I'm going to read you some lyrics. If you know the songs and the artist, hit your buzzer.
Now, a lot of people think this is not fair, but Esther says she don't remember.
Esther says that. You ready?
So we go home.
Okay, first song. And he ill, he real, he might got it. I know this song. And he might got a deal. He popped bottles, and he got the right kind of bill.
This is Nicki Minaj, right?
Oh, super bass.
Yeah, I was enjoying
it. I gotta sing the song.
Hello?
No. I was having a good time. He ill, he deal, he might have a deal, he might buy a pop, but he might.
By the way, that song, the fact that you wrote that, okay.
I think she had to sing it afterwards.
I didn't know.
Okay, lyric number two. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine and just own
Come
the
on.
Night.
Katie girl.
This is Katie.
Baby, yo, fire. Get it.
Work.
Nina.
I don't know if we're gonna have to pay
you
for this.
Hit, wow, you hit a note there.
Did I?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. We're gonna keep going. Okay, you got that something that keeps me so off balance. Baby, you're a challenge. Let's explore your talent.
Ooh, I don't know what this is.
Oh, yeah, you got that balance. Yeah. You got that balance. What's my name? That keep my girl off balance.
Hey.
Baby, you're a challenge.
I cannot. All right.
Now I know.
Drake was featured on
Rihanna.
The song.
Yes.
You wrote that. Damn. All right.
Esther, let me find out.
It's the boots, girl.
Go ahead, queen.
Esther, how did you just come up with all those? All right,
I'm
you guys.
Nasty.
That is it for us today. We want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. You won, of course. And don't forget to set that DVR for next week because we are hanging with Mariah Carey, Taraji P. Henson, the Bella Twins, and so many more.
I want to do
plus,
something.
The truth about what went down at Paris Hilton's wedding and Britney Spears turns 40. Don't forget to watch Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 with me and Nina. Bye.
Bye.